Well, tens of thousands of travelers were stranded earlier today in a massive system outage that grounded Delta Airlines flights worldwide. The outage lasted about 6 hours until mid-morning when flights started to resume travel. Seth Kaplan is managing partner of the trade publication Airline Weekly. He's also co-author of Glory Lost and Found, How Delta Climbed from Despair to Dominance in the Post-9/11 Era. Seth, welcome back.
Good to be back, Jeremy.
And this doesn't sound like dominance. It sounds more like despair today. What caused this outage?
It sounds like it started with a power outage, although that shouldn't be enough. I mean, airlines put all kinds of redundancies in place, and the problem is that you can't really test it all in a live environment until something goes wrong, and something has gone very wrong this morning.
And we have had outages at other airlines that do cause these kinds of problems, but they're pretty rare, right?
They're rather rare, although this sort of completes the cycle really over the past year. If you think of all four major U.S. airlines, the biggest ones of all, Southwest, United, American, and Delta, they've now all gone through something like this. Southwest most recently, just a few weeks ago, also seemingly related to a power outage. Delta, if anything, though, sort of regarded as the most reliable airline these days. And so, you know, on one hand, to its credit, people aren't probably going to be saying, oh, no, not again on Delta, because, you know, it has been running a rather reliable operation. On the other hand, you sort of feel like, hey, if this can happen at even one of the more reliable airlines, I guess it can happen anywhere.
What part of Delta's operations did it affect?
It affected almost everything because its key systems, its passenger service systems, the systems that not only take reservations but then handle everything at the airport, all seem to have been down globally. And so when you have an outage as major as this, the airline ends up doing what it did, which is a ground stop, basically saying any plane that hasn't taken off yet don't go anywhere. And so we're talking about, I mean, if you do the quick math, likely hundreds of thousands of passengers impacted by the outage today.
And I saw on Twitter somebody had tweeted a picture of an airline ticket that had been handwritten by the gate agent at one of the Delta counters. I mean, this is the kind of thing that they had to do, I guess, to get things up and running again.
Yeah, agents call those no-recs. That's short for no record. And amazing that here in 2016, we're still doing that. You know, I always tell people, travel with a printout of your itinerary. Technology's great. I rely on it. A few times I haven't even followed my own advice when I haven't had access to a printer as I'm running to the airport. But, sometimes some of these veteran agents at the airports can find solutions, but you got to be able to show them that, you're supposed to be on board.
As I saw this story breaking this morning, I thought to myself, oh, these poor people that are stuck all over the world. Maybe they're on the way to, a family event or vacation or a wedding or a business meeting. This has got to have impacted a lot of people. But what about Delta? How much does it hurt the bottom line of a company when something like this happens?
For a $40 billion revenue company, which is what Delta is, this probably isn't going to move the needle too much, especially, look, it's the beginning of the week. Typically, as you get into sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, you have some flights with empty seats, you kind of roll people onto those flights. You know, if I had to guess, you're probably talking, a 10, 20, 30 million kind of a problem for a company where that's not going to really show up in its earnings. But in terms of reputation, so on one hand, I mentioned it before, Delta has a very good reputation. It says that it takes huge revenue premiums. I mean, in other words, people are willing to spend more to buy tickets on Delta than other airlines precisely because it's regarded as rather reliable. So on one hand, it comes into this with a certain amount of political capital, if you will, with its customers. On the other hand, it has set a very high bar for itself, and it has to meet those expectations, because otherwise you're going to have people saying, hey, why did I pay more to fly Delta when I could have had my flight canceled on another airline? And Delta has in particular been rather cavalier about how reliable it is. And I mean, it's all true. Statistically, it's running a very good airline. But, last year, they ended what's called an interline agreement, just kind of a very basic form of cooperation with American Airlines. And they didn't only end it. They made some comments on the way about how much less reliable Americans' operations were. They said, we're reaccommodating five times as many American passengers as they're reaccommodating our passengers. And when you make bold statements like that, you know, kind of sets you up that when you have something like this happen, you know, people are going to say, hey, we know this can happen, but you told us this wasn't going to happen at Delta, and today it did. So how they recover from it in terms of putting people on different Delta flights, putting people on other airlines, including some of those competitors that it's criticized, that's going to make the difference going forward in terms of, you know, keeping the damage to its reputation temporary and something that people will, from Delta's perspective, hopefully forget, you know, a week or two from now.
That's Seth Kaplan, managing partner at Airline Weekly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.